You rang the bell, my lord? Is everything okay? Are you having trouble sleeping? Is there anything I can do? It's a big day for you tomorrow. You need to rest to be on your best side. Is something upsetting you? Do you want me to stay with you, my lord? Certainly. I will close the door. Now, what can I do to help you sleep, my lord? We don't want your last night here to be a bad one. You're getting married tomorrow. You need to be in good shape when you leave me behind. Apologies, my lord. I shouldn't say things like that. It's not proper for a maid to share her personal feelings with her employers. I don't understand, my lord. What do you want me to stop doing? I'm your maid. I'm just doing my job. Now, how can I help you sleep? A good night story. Certainly. I know just the one. This is called The Maid and the Lord. Once upon a time, there was a maid and a lord. They grew up together, yet so far apart. They grew up beside each other, but they were never equals. Their difference in status made it impossible. But they always watched each other from the sidelines and spent the precious time they could together. As they grew older, so did the connection they shared. But it was getting harder and harder for them to see each other. She was his servant, and it was obvious they could never be anything more. As soon as the lord came of age, his family arranged a match for him. The lord was promised to someone else, someone with equal status and birth, a woman whom he'd never met. This was their fate from the start. She could never reach for him, and he would never be allowed to pick her up. And so their love was bound to end in heartbreak. Even so, the maid cherished every moment they shared together, even if it had to be behind closed doors and in secrecy. And now, their final night has come. I'm glad he rang for me. I was hoping you would. You knew I was on call tonight, didn't you? I figured as much. I'm sorry for what I said about leaving me behind. I know it's not up to you. Are you excited? Everyone is talking about how beautiful she is. And with her name and reputation, it's a very good match for you. You'll become the lord in the largest county around. You'll live in their beautiful mansion. I've heard it's located at the top of a hill overlooking the lake. Once you've settled in, everything will be just perfect. Don't be like that. I'm sure she's nice and loving and will be a great wife for you. I'm sure you will eventually grow to love her. And you'll have a good life together. No, of course I don't want you to marry her. I don't want to see you go. But it's not my place to question it. It's not fair to you. Our lives were never meant to align. You're a lord, and I'm your maid. My family has served yours for generations, and you've always been so good to us. You've always treated us with dignity and have never asked for anything indecent. That would make us uncomfortable. But no matter how kind your family has been, we have never been your equals. We might have grown up in the same mansion, but we have led two completely different lives. I'm your maid. That's as close as we'll ever be. And after tonight, I won't even be that. You'll get new servants, and I'll be stuck here. I don't want you to go. I don't want you to marry her. It hurts so much to even think about it. I haven't been able to sleep for the entire week. Every time I try to close my eyes, I see you walking out of here. You know that's not possible. I can't get into your bed with you. No matter how much I'd want to, it wouldn't be right. Are you serious? I just said you had never asked for anything indecent, and now you're ordering me to join you in bed. Yes, of course, my lord. If that's what you want, I can't disobey. We haven't been this close for several years. I don't want to play coy with you. Not now. Not on our last night. I love you. You know I do. Thanks. It's nice to hear you still feel the same. I'm not quite sure where to go from here, but I want to be with you. If just for once. I want to be selfish. I want to act on my desires that I've tried so hard to repress. What about you? Yes. But are you sure? The sad fact is that you're betrothed to someone else. Even if you haven't met her and didn't have a choice, it's not right for either of us. I'm not trying to convince you not to. I want nothing more than to be with you. I just want you to be absolutely sure about it as well. If anyone finds out, it will be the biggest scandal in a long while for this town. Even talking about it would be enough to get me fired. And you have a lot more to lose than I do. I'm not trying to seduce you. You have to make this decision yourself. I'm still your maid. Nothing will ever change that. But if you'd order me to, I could serve you in a different way tonight. I'll be yours. Truly yours. Body and soul. So, my lord, will you let your maid serve you? If you lead the way, I will do anything you ask of me. You have no idea how long I've wanted to feel your lips against mine. My box. You've thought about undressing me before? Oh, well, you don't have to fantasize about it anymore. Just pull the string on the bow and here I am. So, what do you think? Thank you. It's really embarrassing, but I'm happy you get to see me. You're the first. No other man has ever seen me like this. I'm all yours tonight. I'm not going anywhere. Explore every curve of my body. I want your hands to remember every inch of me after tonight. I want my lips to remember yours. Go on, touch me. In my breast. Let them fall lower. My hips. My ass. glad I get you before your fiancé. Hey! Oh, shit. Your fingers are so deep. My lord, if you like, I can service you too. Yes, I will take care of your cock. I'll move down between your legs. Wow, my lord. I've never seen a cock like this before. You're so hard for me. Wow. My hand fits around you so well, too. And you're so warm. I never knew a cock would be so inviting. Does this feel good? I'm not quite sure what to do with my hand. Yeah? Just keep going up and down. Yes, my lord. You do look pretty pleased right now. I'm glad I can make you happy. Imagine this is how you taste, but I love it. You're twitching. Is that bad? Am I doing something wrong? No? Bad maid for saying this, but I really don't want to stop. I just want more. I love this so much. I'm gonna try to take you a little deeper, okay? Fuck, yes. Taste is intoxicating. Your moaning is turning me on so much. I might be a bad maid for doing this, but if it makes my lord happy, I want to be bad for you. Stop. I'm sorry. Did I do something wrong? I shouldn't have said that. Oh. Phew. But my lord, I'd let you come in my mouth if you'd like. But since you didn't, would it be bad for me to hope you have something more planned? Take me, my- your cock into me. I don't want you to forget the face of your maid when you made our biggest dream come true.
Ugh.
Yes. Oh, I love feeling your hot cum inside me. Oh, I love you. Here, you can lay down with me. Rest on my chest. I'm so happy right now. Being with you like this, it's the only thing I've ever wanted. And I got to be your first. And you're my first. You look pretty satisfied as well. And it makes me really happy that I could serve you like this too. I guess I'm a really good bad maid. darling. Oh, my lord, can we stay like this for tonight? Okay. I guess you're right. We're beyond titles at this point. Even if I can only call you darling tonight, I will always remember it. I wish we could just forget about tomorrow. But it's still in my mind every time I close my eyes. Because this is it, isn't it? Everything will change when we wake up. Nothing will be the same. I'm going to have to watch you walk out of here. And when you visit over the holidays, I'll be lucky if I even get to wish you good morning. I wish there was something we could do. Don't play with me. Can you imagine the headlines if we eloped? A highborn son ran away with a lowly housemaid on his wedding day. Phew, you can't be serious. What? Yes, of course I'd come with you. I want to spend my life with you, but we can't. Do you even realize what you're giving up? Listen. Yes, I love you, but you can't make this decision in the heat of the moment like this. It's not... What? You've wanted this from the start. Tell me, exactly what have you been thinking about? Yeah? So, you truly want this? I understand why you're hesitant and didn't expect to go through with it, but if I'm being completely honest, I would not agree to marry someone I've never met either, no matter the cost. And, I'm in. If all you needed was reassurance from me, you have it. But where would we go? I mean, it doesn't matter to me, but do you have ideas? You really have thought hard about this, haven't you? Your summer cabin in the Highlands will do fine. It's not like we'd be able to keep it a secret from our families anyway, but we could stay there until the fire's out. Yes, let's do it. I'll pack a change of clothes for you. You should write a note for your family and tell them where we're going. They won't be happy, but they do deserve to know. We'll go down and pack a change of clothes for me as well, then grab something from the kitchen. I'm going to have to tell the first maid where I'm going. She's my friend. She has to know what's going on. I promise she won't tell anyone downstairs until my lordship announces it. And then we'll board the train north together for the first time, darling.